Wait.
Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages,
please welcome
Virgin Mornings.
Love the mornings.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Very fun, isn't it?
Okay, let's go.
Morning. -4, it's going to be a bit of a messy drive-in, I'm not going to lie. There's just enough snow to make it a little bit slippery,
yeah.
And we've all forgotten how to drive in it.
That's right.
It's not like we're like, you know, winter veterans when we are like, you know, when this happens in April, it's like, yeah, we got this.
Yeah.
But now it's sort of like, well, we're not used to it. So not all the roads are clear. You're going to have to take some extra time coming into work this morning. There's just no doubt about it. Or you can take public transit, which apparently nobody is.
Yeah, it's a little bit slim right now.
100%.
Yeah.
So just a heads up on that. Also, 7 and 9 this morning, awesome stuff. The Virgin Radio Christmas Cracker, where we give you an amazing prize just for texting your win and your name to 999999. And then we ask for it back so we can put you in the $10,000 draw. So the first time, 7 o'clock this morning, text winning your name to 999999. Let's check in with the crew. Jax, what's on your mind?
My Christmas heart is happy. We could have a white Christmas in the GTA. So meteorologists are saying that we're looking at getting snow on December 20th. That could stick around for the 25th.
Oh.
So it's very vague and not promising, but we could have a white Christmas, which I love.
Okay, well, yeah, we all want that.
Yeah.
But it's like 5 days the snow's coming.
I need this, okay?
Hey, producer Leo, what's up with you?
Okay, well, speaking of snow, since this seems to be the theme this morning, my brother just got snow tires, so he thinks he's like king of the road.
Attaboy.
Yeah, but he's also now fast and furious because he just dropped me off and I was scared for my life. So Matthew, I know you're listening. Slow down, Matthew.
Was he in the white Honda Civic outside this morning?
Oh, you saw?
It's Matthew. Hi, Matthew.
Yeah, he pulled up real quick. Like,
he did. I was like, wow.
And I'm like, get me out of this car.
How about that traction control?
I love it.
Hey, so we talked yesterday about Drake withdrawing his Grammy nomination.
Yeah.
So just so you know, if you want to get nominated for the Grammys, you got to submit your music and you got to put some serious money behind it. So he did that. And then he took them away.
Mm-hmm.
And the fan reaction may support Jax's tin hat theory. You might be right.
Ah.
Talk about it. 607 Virgin Radio. Seems this was intentional.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Drake gave his Grammy nominations back. Or at least he took his songs out of contention. So this happened yesterday. We've still not got like an actual motive behind this. And what's interesting about it is that Drake in the past has said he'd never attend the Grammy Awards. So when the announcement came out that Certified Lover Boy was up for Best Rap Album and Best Rap Performance for Way Too Sexy were nominated, it's kind of a surprise, kind of went under the radar though. And then yesterday we came on the air and we talked to you about the fact that he had pulled it out of the running. Now, Jax, you had a bit of a conspiracy theory about this.
I think he submitted these songs and this album just for the purpose of withdrawing them. I think that he put them in to take them away to prove a point.
Right. Now, apparently, and this is the interesting thing, you know, all like these Drake fans who are supportive of Drake anyway, but are saying, especially when it comes to black artists, there have been a lot of issues with the Grammys for a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, we saw it last year with The Weeknd. And if you don't remember that story, The Weeknd was going to perform the Grammys and then next week the Super Bowl. And the Grammys said, well, if you want to do the Grammys, you can't do the Super Bowl. And he said, okay, well, I'll take the one that has 100 million viewers.
Yeah.
And so he did the Super Bowl. And it was a great performance, like iconic. It was amazing. It came down from the scoreboard. And he did the whole thing socially distanced, which was amazing, too.
There was a documentary done about it. Like, that's how good it was.
It was incredible. And so the Grammys were like, well, we're not going to nominate you for anything then. Even though he had Blinding Lights, which was the number one song of all times in terms of chart performance. You're talking about the number one Hot 100 song of all time.
He was the most streamed artist on Spotify and just named Apple's Global Artist of the Year.
Like
everybody else besides the Grammys.
But the Grammys
recognizes,
were like, you wouldn't play our little club.
Yeah, so
now,
petty.
So Drake at that time released a thing saying, we need to start our own award show. And, you know, I'm behind you the weekend. And obviously they've had their fights back and forth, but I think they're friends right now.
Yeah.
And long story short, people are speculating, Jax, exactly what you said. There's a lot of people who agree. Drake's just putting it in there to pull it out, to make sure that everybody knows I'm too good for this.
Exactly.
We're too good for this, and it's time for something different.
I love it. What a move. What a power move.
Now, do you think Do you think it will have the desired effect?
Like, yes.
So, okay, how? Because here's the one thing I'll say. Okay, so he does this.
Okay.
But then once the news cycle moves on, we're not really talking about it anymore. You know, the Grammys aren't until February. Mm-hmm. What effect does this have long term?
See, I wonder if this is just one of a couple plays that he's going to do. Like, I wonder if he'll say something, and I didn't think he would say something yesterday, but maybe he'll say something closer to the actual award show in February. And I do truly think that Drake is going to do some sort of award show, like himself, that
his
he's going to found it. Yeah, I do believe that either him or him in The Weeknd or him and a couple of other artists are going to come together and do something that's more, you know, linear to like the BBMAs or the AMAs, like something that is more fan-based rather than a random back room of white men.
The Grammys are, it's like a bunch of, you know, voters that no one has any idea who these people are, why they're voting. It's crazy.
I think the long-term goal is that he'll start something himself.
Okay.
And he's a businessman. And I think he'd do it and it would be successful.
I think so too. Yeah. He's big enough.
Yeah.
Let's see if he pulls it off.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Just in time for the holidays, Jax washed her glasses.
Oh, yeah. And oh, yeah.
Now, she didn't wash them in the way that you would wash them, right? You take them to the sink, you get your, you know, eyeglass cleaner out, and you paper towel, microfiber cloth, whatever it is. What'd you do, Jax?
I put my glasses through the washer and dryer.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful. I heard metal works really well in the dryer.
I have a habit of putting things. My girlfriend calls me garbage pockets because I always have things in my pockets when I put it through the wash. I've washed my wallet. I've washed headphones. I've washed many things.
Really?
My glasses survived. Many haven't. But they don't. They're not like they used to be, you know, a little scratched up.
Are they?
Yeah, a little scratched up.
A little foggy, maybe?
Yeah, a little foggy, and it's not foggy out, you know?
Right. Yeah, I gotcha. Yeah.
But they made it, and I couldn't find them for a few days, and I found them. I was very relieved.
I miss it when, before AirPods, the plug-in Apple headphones used to make it through the wash for me. I used to have them, like, curled up in a nice little thing, and they'd be in my pocket, and they'd make it through both the washer and the dryer, and still work.
They were always fine. They were resilient.
They were.
Yeah, they were resilient.
And nothing Apple makes is resilient.
No.
It's all meant to break, so you have to replace
it.
Now, my thing, what else do you usually, like, run through the washer dryer?
I've done my wallet a couple of times. I just gotta take it out of my pocket.
Really?
I just have to learn. And, like, Michelle will tell me, like, have you checked your pockets before I turn on the wash all the time because it's that bad. I've washed a cell phone many, many moons ago. When I was like 18, I washed a cell phone and that wasn't good.
Would that have been back in the days when cell phones could make it through the wash? Sometimes sometimes they could.
Let's be honest, any iPhone, because I've always had iPhones. It didn't make it.
Really?
Yeah, it didn't make
I had a flip phone that made it through once.
Really?
Yeah. It was like, and it wasn't even like a good one. It was like no offense to this brand, but it was like a Logitech, like, you know, Samsung rip-off phone. And it made it. And I was like, oh, this is incredible.
They were good.
They were.
Like a BlackBerry would have made it.
BlackBerry, man. BlackBerries are going to be the things that are left after, like, you know, the nuclear war knocks us off. They're amazing.
Curve, hell yeah.
Yeah. So here's my question. And this is, I want to say this. If you leave tissues in your pocket, that's grounds for divorce there.
I am garbage pockets.
I cannot stand that.
Garbage, like my dad used to
get
after.
I'm the laundry guy in my house. I can't stand that.
I am garbage pockets.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
If you're garbage pockets like Jax, what's the most miraculous survival that you've seen go through the washer and dryer? So we're talking about cell phones. We're talking about electronic devices.
Yeah.
What survived the wash and the dry that you are absolutely shocked about? I mean, the fact that your glasses didn't snap in half at some point.
They're here, baby. They're not good, but they're here.
They're manageable.
Yeah.
It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Check this out. This is a text from St. Catharines. The day after we got our new car, my husband put the keys with the remote in the washing machine. We tried to see if it would work again, and it was gone. The remote cost $700 to replace. We were hoping to bring back the car on lease, just to say we never used the keys, but no. they're gonna try to sneak that one through. We'll see what happens. Another one. Brand new AirPods survived the washer and dryer twice. Clothes weren't so dry.
Oof.
But I for sure thought these were gone, and they obviously still work, which is incredible.
I've had many pals who've washed AirPods, and they have not survived.
No, so apparently if you wash them in the case, there's a chance that the water doesn't get in. If you're lucky.
But if they're hanging free, you're done.
If they're hanging free, you're done. And you know what? Chances are the case itself is probably toast. Like the charging case?
Yeah.
You can buy new charging cases. I don't think you can buy new, like, separate AirPods, right and left ones.
Yeah, you can buy new cases, but they're almost the cost of the whole thing.
Are they?
Yeah, they're really expensive. Anything, the second you say Apple, it's expensive. It's ridiculous.
I once forgot a sticky note in my pajamas. Found that there was a phone number in there.
Oh,
and I'm assuming this is a phone number from Zibal.
Oh.
You know, when somebody, you meet somebody at the bar. And the phone number on it was as is.
Oh, hey. That's meant to be. And now they're married with children, I bet.
No word on yet if they did that. I would love to know if that wouldn't happen.
Oh, I love that.
My Fitbit went through the wash several times. Still works.
They're apparently strong. They're apparently resilient. Because they're also made for, like, Fitbits are made for, like, sweat, right?
Right.
So they're way more waterproof than a lot of Apple products.
Last one here from Woodstock. Hey, back in the day when our money wasn't plastic, I had a $100 bill in the little jeans in my pocket. Which, by the way, $100 bill, when you're carrying that around, you're a big deal.
In my little pocket.
I thought for sure that my $100 bill was going to be disintegrated by the time I pulled it out, but it was pristine.
No way.
I remember that. Do you remember having to dry bills off?
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Because they really were paper. Yep. Like you could mess them up pretty good.
Yeah.
Like if you try to rip a $10 bill in half now, even though it's been like 2 years since I've seen a $10 bill. No one takes cash anymore. But if you try to rip it in half, it's almost impossible. You try to set them on fire, you can't. Back in the day, you could do all that. And I remember having $2 bills in my wallet that I got from the convenience store $5 bills in my wallet that I got back from a convenience store. Like, you know, you give them 20, they give you five back, that were literally taped together. Do you remember that?
Yes, the little scotch tape.
Yeah, and you have to bring them into the bank because they would replace them for you.
I had to dry off, and I love the plastic money because it's a lot easier. I had to dry off a 20 about 3 weeks ago because I was at IKEA. And I was in a rush to go pee, and I dropped my wallet out of my back pocket.
In the toilet?
Into the toilet at IKEA.
At an IKEA toilet?
In Etobicoke.
Ew.
Yeah.
And you picked it out?
I had to. It has my things in it.
Oh, my God. I hope you had a hazmat suit.
Yeah.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Zendaya has said that she wants to direct a love story about two black girls. This is incredible. So the superstar actor has previously spoken about her directorial aspirations and goal to prioritize black women as leads and elaborated that she doesn't want her dream project to be, you know, rooted in anything other than just a story about two people falling in love and that's it. Instead, she wants it to be something simple and beautiful that leaves you happy and wanting to fall in love with yourself. You know, we've come along so far with LGBTQ+ movies and films, but it doesn't really portray anything, you know, really beyond lesbian and gay stories, and it's usually predominantly white. So this would be absolutely fantastic, and nobody better to do it than Zendaya. She's just unreal. Forget about Banff, Jasper, Whistler, and Ottawa. Toronto was just named the best city to visit during winter. So this is according to a BBC travel expert. They say that Toronto is the place to go during the winter, despite the cold and snow. They pointed out things like Canada's relatively high vaccination rate and destinations like eco-friendly hotels, outdoor activities, and general things to do during the winter. And according to science, COVID is spread more by men and loud talkers. So in a November study published by the Environmental Science and Technology Letters, they examined respiratory aerosol emissions from a panel of healthy individuals of varying age and gender while talking and singing in a controlled laboratory setting. And researchers concluded that males produced 34% more aerosol than females.
Well, we are kind of gas bags.
You know what? Women win. Yeah. Women win. Okay?
I didn't know it was a competition, but it is good to know.
It always is. And that's what's trending. I'm Jax.
Thank you, Jax. 7 o'clock. It's going to be Christmas cracker time. We're going to give you a prize, and then we're going to ask you to trade it back for an opportunity at $10,000. If you're not entered already, text WIN and your name now to 999-999. It's Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Love this so much. Okay, so here's what's going to happen this hour. You're going to hear Ghosted a little bit later. This is a big one from yesterday. It might be the biggest explosive Ghosted we have ever done. But in the meantime, here's what we want to do. We want to hook you up. This is huge. This is big. And you're going to win instantly. If you text WIN and your name to 999-999 at any time, at 7 and at 9, Jax at 9 can call you out.
That's
say,
right.
Say, hey, you won. And then we're going to ask you to trade it for $10,000. But let's get to you first. So I'm going to give you another song here. We're going to play Ed Sheeran. And then we're going to come back with the winner. So text WIN your name to 999-999 right now. We're going to come back with the winner. And we are going to find out if you, when we call you back, have the guts to give back what we gave you, because it's going to be an awesome prize to go in the $10,000 draw with Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Let's say hello to Lindsay.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm awesome. How are you?
Oh,
you sound chipper.
Excited. Yeah, you should be chipper. You just won.
Yeah.
This is so exciting.
So here's the thing. We don't know what you've won yet, so let's find out, shall we?
Awesome. I'm excited.
All right, me too.
The Virgin Radio Christmas Cracker. Congratulations. You've won 99 candy canes.
Okay, cool. So, hey, do you want to trade that back to us so you can go in the $10,000 draw? And here's the thing. Only one person has chosen the $10,000 draw.
Yeah, your odds are really good.
Oh, I'm going to say I'm going to choose the $10,000.
Yes!
Doesn't want the candy canes. Okay.
Yeah, I'm shocked by that.
I mean, it was a hard one.
I know, yeah. I know.
Good for you. Good for you for taking it. Now, what that means is I have to give away your 99 candy canes.
The phone lines are dead.
Awesome.
So what we're going to do, I need you to repeat after me. Okay, you ready?
Okay.
Say, be caller 9.
Be caller 9.
Right now.
Right now.
416.
416.
872.
872.
9999.
99.99.
Oh, it's perfect. And then follow it up with this. It's Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, Jax, and Lindsay.
It's Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, Jax, and Lindsay.
Yeah. Sounds great. I like this.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So we just replayed Ghosted from yesterday. And if you don't already tune into Ghosted, it's 8 o'clock on Tuesdays, okay? And the reaction we're getting on the text line from a bunch of people who have never heard it before is pretty crazy. Now, I wanted to know if you thought Carmen was being mean or direct. What do you think?
I'd say she's being mean, but my absolute favorite part of the whole call, and I tried calling yesterday to say this, was when she says, No, we're not going to end it there because you're trying to make me look like the mean one.
I know, right? I know. God.
Like, honey, what you just said does not make you look any better.
Right?
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Instagram is now introducing the Take a Break feature. So a day before the head of the company is scheduled to tell lawmakers that, you know, it's going to do what it can to keep kids safe online, Instagram is launching a new feature that urges teenagers in Canada and other countries to take breaks. So this is something that you have to sign up for, and it's not exactly being said how long it'll take for you to tell you to take a break, but between the ages of 13 and 18 are encouraged to use this feature when they need a little bit of off-screen time. So I think this is wonderful. Will people use it? I hope. Probably not, but I certainly hope. At least it's, you know, just a little bit of encouragement for it. Ye and Drake's Larry Hoover benefit concert is going to be live streamed on Amazon. So late last month, as you know, Kanye West and Drake announced that they will be being friends again, all for the purpose of Larry Hoover's benefit concert. So this is somebody, Larry Hoover is a Chicago gang founder who was imprisoned in 1973. They're advocating for him being freed and out of incarceration. And the Larry Hoover concert is going to be live streamed. It's going to be live in Los Angeles. It's going to be on Amazon Music and Prime Video this weekend. So that's going to be fantastic.
They can do a lot more together than they can apart.
Yeah, exactly. And it's nice to see them coming together for a greater good. And it looks like we are going to have a white Christmas, maybe. On the Tuesday right before Christmas, we're going to see the arrival of a precipitation and temperatures hovering around the freezing mark, which means that we could get some flurries on Tuesday into Wednesday, and hopefully it'll stick around for the big day, aka Christmas. I need a white Christmas. That's what's trending. I'm Jax.
I can't believe you're talking about weather 12 days from now, sticking around another 5 days.
You know what? I can.
Is that a story that we needed to hear?
Yeah, because it's we could have a white Christmas, and that's big news because it's nice. Adam doesn't like nice things. Adam Wilde.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I want to tell you about Virgin Radio's 10K Christmas cause. This holiday season, we want to give you and the cause that matters to you the most, Samula. So we got $5,000 for you and $5,000 for the cause of your choice. If you go to 99.9virginradio.ca, nominate your favorite cause. Tell us why. Just tell us why.
Yeah.
It closes December 23rd. And you would be able to take $5,000 for yourself and put $5,000 towards the charity or cause of your choice. And we're talking, it could be anything.
Yeah.
It could be a big national charity. It could be a localized charity. I don't know. You could start your own charity.
Toronto is certainly not short on charities. Like, that is the incredible thing about here, is we're hoping to help everybody, right?
Exactly. So if we can help you out with that, we would love to do that. Also, you're an hour away right now from another Christmas cracker.
Uh-oh.
That means you winning something that's pretty good, and then we ask you to trade it back to us for potentially $10,000. We officially have two people in the 10,000 person draw, because this morning our winner wasn't given much of a choice. She won 99 candy canes. But yeah, usually the prizes have been pretty good.
They're huge.
That's at 9. Right now it's the weekend. Blinding Lights, 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. Jax, you're trying to get tickets to Adele's show and something crashed? What happened?
Yeah, so when she announced that she's going to be doing the residency in Vegas, you could like pre-register for the chance to get to the next level of buying tickets. So if you got an email earlier this week, they said, you know, you can have a chance at buying pre-buying tickets on Tuesday. The website crashed, so a ton of people took like days off because you had to like wait in a queue, and the entire website crashed. So they've moved it to today, but people are like, this whole thing is a mess.
Really?
Nobody can even like guarantee that they're gonna get tickets.
You're just going through rounds.
Yeah,
it's like Squid Game for Adele tickets.
It's bizarre. So hopefully she's gonna extend her residency, because this is unreal.
Now, separately from that, I gotta tell you something as a dad that I realized that I had not realized before, and I'm wondering if this makes me a complete idiot.
Okay.
All right. So, I show up at Everly's daycare the other day. Now, she's moved up into the higher cohort. She was from the 1 to 2.5-year-old. She's now 2.5. She moves to the 2.5-year-old to 4-year-old.
Everly?
I know. It's crazy. It's happening so fast. And it's kind of cool, because when they jump to an older class, just like when they jump into daycare, they learn very quickly. They level up.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, when Mario eats a mushroom. And so this is like day 3, and they've already sort of warned us that, like, you know, there's a lot of change.
Yeah.
And, you know, that, you know, if they cry a little bit more, don't force the potty training, don't force this, don't force that, because they don't want you to, like, you know, it's a sensitive time. Everly does not deal, she does not care about any of this stuff. She's from a divorced family, right?
Yeah.
So she's at different houses all the time, and her grandmother's all the time.
She's weathered.
So, yeah, so she's like, ah, whatever, strange environments, I'm into this, let's go. Which, anyway, so, you know, I walk, but they were like, no, seriously, you got to be careful. So I walk up, and daycare, you can't go in, right? You can only look from the outside, because obviously, you know, COVID and that sort of thing. So I walk up, and she's in a different classroom now, and I'm half expecting her to be a little bit shy. She does get shy from time to time, and I'm thinking, okay, well, who knows how this will go. And they're playing the Fox and Bunny game.
Oh.
Do you remember the Fox and Bunny game?
No, I don't think so.
The Fox and Bunny game is when you're a bunny, and remember, this is 2.5 to 4 years old, you're hopping, and then they say, the fox is here, and then they drop to the floor and put their faces down. Like Superman.
Oh, man.
And so I walk in, and I'm like, oh, man, I hope she's okay. I'm going to give her a big hug, whatever. And I see her jumping around. They're doing, like, literally.
Yeah. Into it.
But she's the one that gets called out, because she's enjoying hopping too much. And just having the best time.
Good.
Having the best time.
Because that must be scary for you. Like, that must, you know, it's a small change, but it's a big step, and she's growing so fast.
It's not scary for me. I think it's just more like, you know, you got to be a little bit more sensitive to it. Yeah. So, A, I'm fine. B, I thought of something else. She was standing up and talking to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
My little girl was standing up and talking to another kid.
Yeah.
Standing up, talking, having a conversation with another child. And it occurred to me.
It's wild.
I do not know this child.
Yeah.
She knows this child. She's got a whole life separate from us.
Yeah. Yeah.
From her mom, from me. And it was the first time I realized, I'm like, man, I'm only like a small part of my kid's life now.
She's having her own experiences, having her own spaces.
Friends, everything. And I maybe this is stupid as a dad. Like, you might be like, yeah, this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard, Adam. Of course she had. Of course she does. But there's something about watching your kid stand there and have a conversation. Maybe it was about a dinosaur. Maybe it was about a marker. Who knows?
Yeah.
But it was a relevant conversation to the two of them at the time. And she had it. And then she put her snow pants on and her jacket on, and then came outside.
You miss her. You miss the baby. Just,
because
you
this
miss
was,
your baby.
This is my little kid that, like, two summers ago, like the pandemic summer, I would pick her up from her mother's at 10 a.m. and I'd have her all day.
Yeah.
And it was just the two of us. And now she's having chats in the lobby with somebody.
Yeah. She's got friends. She's got other people.
I know. So anyway, that was... Maybe this sounds stupid and irrelevant.
No. These are big
moments. But to me, I was like, this is the first time I realized my kid's got a life outside of my home.
Dad-um.
It's weird, right?
I love it.
Anyway, that's my story.
My ovaries. God.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
It's tough when you have to celebrate the holidays away from your hometown or away from your family. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because we have somebody who's having to deal with this right now. And I'm going to do Michael Bublé, I'll Be Home for Christmas.
Oh, good.
And Jax and producer Leah have to go through this every single year. If you're like them, a lot of people in this city are like this, where the holidays are just not something where it's like, wow, do I go home? Do I spend all that money?
Mm-hmm.
And Leah, you've got a really big question because your family's in Jamaica. They left Canada to go back.
They did. They left in 2011. My mother and father decided to go back to Jamaica, where they are from and where they were residing prior to Canada, of course.
Yeah.
And they didn't, like, retire. They're still working there.
Just wanted to be warm.
They upped their life back to Jamaica. And I don't really blame them.
Yeah.
Because they're living a better life, to be honest with you.
Now, but you're under a lot of pressure right now.
Yeah. The entire family, my brother, I have a brother and I have a sister, and they both are going to Jamaica for Christmas. Usually my family comes here. This year, Jamaica. My thing is, I have not booked a ticket because I wasn't sure if I was going to get work off. Oh, I got a new job. I love it here. I don't know what to do. But now I do have time off. My mother knows that.
Uh-oh.
I checked flights. They're over $800 a ticket.
My God.
And this is Jamaica. It's not that far from here.
Yeah.
Usually a typical ticket would go for like the ranges of $300 to $500. So I know I'm at a predicament here. $800 is a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Christmas. Keep that in mind.
Yeah. And flying at Christmas is the worst.
Yeah.
It's the worst. Unless you're flying Christmas Day.
No, I'm not. Like,
you're flying the week before.
Yeah. It would be the week of. So my question is, like, if I'm going to do that, can I afford to buy my parents' presents or my family presents?
Oh.
No, I cannot. I'm telling you right now, the answer is no.
Okay.
So my real question is, can my presents be a present this Christmas?
Yes.
Interesting.
Absolutely.
Okay, explain, Jack.
So I think, first of all, that you have to go home, especially because last year, you know, it was canceled pretty much. Christmas was canceled. We couldn't really do it.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that you going home is enough. And that's a huge, you know, that's a huge commitment to make. Going home, new job, it's expensive. Will it be comfortable? No, because I've tried to pull that off and it wasn't comfortable.
Yeah.
You have to be brave. I would say that's more than enough.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do I tell them in advance that I will not be bringing gifts for them?
I think you said that. Okay,
yeah,
so here's what I'm going to say.
Yes.
Here's what I'm going to say.
Here,
I want to put you.
No,
I want to put you in this.
Here comes Cheap Adam.
Put you in the scenario. Okay?
Cheap Adam.
Yo, Cheap Adam would be the person that would agree with you.
Yeah.
But Cheap Adam is not showing up today.
Oh.
Because here's what I'm saying. So first off, let me ask you, what would happen if you didn't go?
What would happen? My mother would be very upset.
She'd be very upset.
Yeah, she'd think it was like something against her personally.
Okay, so you're talking about probably a 2 or 3 month yarn to unwind.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, I always look at this with people. It's like, is this an argument I want to get into? Because what's the time frame to get out of it? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and resolve the issue.
The guilt factor will be very high.
If you got to spend the $800... I want to put you in this, so it's a beautiful Jamaican Christmas morning, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The sun is shining, palm trees, are they near the beach?
The weather is sweet.
Mm-hmm.
We have a beautiful pool in our backyard.
Okay, well, that's
even
better. That's actually way better, to be honest with you. And nothing can bite you in the pool.
Mm. Good point.
And what I'm saying is, I want you to imagine that your brother and your sister are there.
Yeah, they're there.
And they're going, and they've brought presents.
Yeah, for sure.
And you're sitting there going, I am your presence this year. How do you feel like that's going to go over?
No.
How do you feel like, no, forget everybody else. How do you feel like you're going to feel in that situation?
I would have to position it differently than you just described.
Really?
Yes.
How would it be different?
I would have to, I'd have to really guilt them into thinking that it was very hard for me to come to
Jamaica. Certainly you would, but how are you going to feel?
I won't feel great because I'm going to be thinking the whole time.
This is what I'm saying. Yeah, this is what
I
I'm
won't
saying.
Feel good.
I think if you're going, you got to bring presents too.
No.
I think if you're going, you got to do it. It's not so... because, listen, I know it's gonna break. You won't even have time to recover by Valentine's Day. I know that.
Okay,
but what I'm saying is, I think you got to do it anyway. Because if you're going, you got to be all the way in on Christmas. Otherwise, you're going to remember the Christmas. You will remember the Christmas where you didn't bring gifts.
Your mother wants is for you to come home.
No,
that is enough.
I don't know that it is. God.
That is enough.
It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So you're going home for Christmas and you got to pay for a flight and it's expensive, okay? Do you have to bring gifts? Now, Jax says you don't because you should be good enough. Producer Leah has to go back to Jamaica for Christmas.
Yeah.
And now, you don't have to, but your mom would be very upset with you for
the
at least 3 months.
The guilt trip would last till my birthday, which is in June. Yes.
Oh, wow. So we're talking about a six-month ordeal
here. 6 months,
So, you know, it's expensive.
Yeah.
Right? And Leah is like, could the presents be my presents?
I think so. She just wants you home.
My thinking is it can't, and I'll tell you why. not that you're not amazing. I love you. Yeah. You're amazing. But
yeah, thanks.
But what's it going to be like, not for them, but for you, Christmas Day, because your brother and sister are bringing presents.
Yeah,
Your brother's coming from here. Your sister's coming from New York, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Adam.
So they're all coming.
Yeah.
And they're going to bring gifts,
1,000%.
And you're not?
Yeah, 1,000%.
And you're not. Okay.
1,000%.
Right. Yeah, no, I'm sure that'll go really well for you. I'm sure that, no, that's awesome.
This is tough, guys. Come on.
Don't
help
listen
me.
To him.
Okay.
He's either cheap or he doesn't want a confrontation.
Are you doing texts or am I?
What's that? Yeah, we have a bunch of texts here from the 289. If buying presents on top of a plane ticket breaks you financially, your family should respect that.
Okay. And have them talk to my family then because I don't know if that's the answer you're going to get.
Text me 647. I mean, it's true that the flight ticket to Jamaica will be $800, which is a lot, but you can still get nice, small, affordable gifts.
Okay, Adam.
Right?
How do you feel about that? Like, thoughtful gifts, as they say.
Yeah, so gifts that nobody really likes, but it's like, they're poor this year. Is that what we're talking about?
That might be it.
I think that you can get a little something.
Oh, okay. Jax. She thinks I have money.
You know what? You know what, Leah? We can, after the school, or after the show, we can go out to the dollar store. We can grab some paper plates, cut out the middle, make some macaroni pictures.
No,
it'll be great.
We're not talking.
Yeah, no, put the picture of you in it, and then macaroni, and then we'll spray paint it gold.
He thinks this is a joke.
Yeah.
He thinks this is a joke.
No, gifts from the heart.
I'm just telling you, sometimes you got to break yourself.
Text 905. Take gifts for the kids, if there are any, and let your presents be enough for the rest. I'm sure your family doesn't want to put you in an uncomfortable position.
We are the kids.
Yeah, okay.
We have no kids. We are the kids. So I would have to bring gifts for Matthew and Stephanie.
Yeah, that's the thing. When your siblings start to have kids, then you don't have to buy stuff for them anymore.
I love that.
Yeah.
Especially if the gifts for the kids are cheap.
Yes, and they are.
Okay.
They are.
Good to know.
Text me 647. You can cook something. I don't know if you should do that because it's a little hard to bring
cook something in Jamaica?
Well, I mean, no, I think they mean like...
No.
Yeah, your mother's going to be like, no. I've got
this.
Yeah.
Like, don't, ruin Christmas. Yeah.
Text me 905 finally here. Duty-free alcohol goes a long way. You could bring some like wine or something now maybe?
Well, remember, I don't know if you guys remember, Camus is in Jamaica now.
So Camus being... what your boyfriend brought to meet your parents. Yep. And Camus is a $110 bottle of wine.
Yep, yep.
And your parents didn't open that. Now your dad's like, I'm opening this down in Jamaica.
Yeah. But to guilt me, he said, I will open it when you're there with me in Jamaica during Christmas. See, they turned it around on me.
It just honestly depends on how uncomfortable you want to be because it sounds like your parents may give you a hard time. But you know what?
Yeah.
They just want you home.
I would like to highlight one more thing here.
Okay.
And this is for the hardcore Virgin Mornings listeners.
Okay. All right.
For you who listened to us last Friday when we talked about the Folgers incest ad. We have a few text messages here going, why don't you just bring down some Folgers?
And
this is where the brother and the sister are in love with each other. Did you see that commercial?
I was off on Friday. I didn't know about this commercial. It is one of the most, YouTube it if you're not driving right now, YouTube it. It's one of the most uncomfortable videos I've ever seen.
I can imagine them opening the gift on Christmas Day and going...
don't apply that to my family.
It's gross.
So do we have a decision? Are you bringing gifts or are you not bringing gifts? Because you're obviously going.
I am gonna go, and my presence is a present.
Yes!
Okay, that's that.
Yes!
That's that.
Okay, I'm following up with you Tuesday that I'm back.
Okay.
Tuesday, I'm back on the Tuesday after New Year's. Mm-hmm. I want to know exactly how that went for you.
It's gonna be a sad tale. We'll see how it goes.
Virgin Mornings
with what's trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Yay, and then Drake's Larry Hoover benefit concert is going to be live streamed on Amazon. So as you know, earlier in November, Kanye West and Drake had a little reunion. And actually, Kanye West had initiated it, saying that they want to come together for a show in Los Angeles, all helping towards the release of Larry Hoover, who is a Chicago gang founder, currently imprisoned for a 1973 murder. Now, Kanye West and Drake did come together for this. They announced that the show will be going on December 9th. But unfortunately, you know, it's only the people going to the show that can help out. Now, thanks to Amazon, everybody can see it, and also they're giving a bigger opportunity to donate to help free Larry Hoover. So that's going to be wonderful.
You know, it goes to show that people with the kind of pull that Kanye and the kind of pull that Drake have do a lot more together than, you know, sending out stupid, like, off-the-cuff raps about each other. Like, it's not... They wasted so much time fighting each other. They can do so much more together.
Yeah, better together. I love that. According to science, Adam, so don't yell at me, COVID is spread more by men and loud talkers. In a November study published by the Journal of Environmental Science and Technology, an examined respiratory aerosol emissions from a panel of healthy individuals said that 34% more aerosol was produced by men. So men are loud and breathing more and yelling.
Well, we tend to be louder. And we tend to talk too close too. Even to a bar where like it's not the women that are going up to the men and going, "I'm going to speak in your ear."
Yeah.
You know that.
No, it's...
So I'm not surprised by this at all.
Can I get a little closer?
Oh, God.
And this is incredible news. Zendaya has confirmed that she wants to direct a love story about two black girls. So Zendaya's been everywhere doing a press tour right now for Superman, and she has previously spoken about her directorial aspirations and goal to prioritize black women as leads, and also elaborated she doesn't want this to be her dream project and, you know, rooted in anything just than a story about two, you know, people falling in love. She wants it to be something simple and beautiful that leaves you happy and wanting to fall in love with yourself. And I was saying earlier that we have seen, you know, a huge upswing in LGBTQ plus movies and portrayals of queer love, but it's been predominantly white. Mm. And that's a huge problem. That's not also a reflection of the queer community at all. So Zendaya doing this, and also, like, when Zendaya says she's going to do something, she's going to do it. So next few years, it's just going to be humongous for the community.
It's called using your platform for good.
Yes, and that's what's trending. I'm Jax.
Thank you, Jax. Hey, Christmas Cracker, up next, we're going to give you something awesome and then ask you to give it back, but maybe for 10 grand?
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Oh, baby! We give you an amazing prize, and then we say, give it back, because we'll put you in the draw for $10,000, and it's your decision. Say good morning to Shane. Shane, how's it going?
It's going pretty good.
All right, well, listen, you've won, so congratulations. We just don't know what you've won yet, so do you want to find out?
Sure.
Yeah.
The Virgin Radio Christmas Cracker. Congratulations, you've won a PS5 system.
Whoa!
No! Holy.
Gift of the year.
Huh.
Shane, I'm literally going to take this prize away from you if you don't give me more than that.
So Shane, here are your options.
Shane.
Jax is going to thieve it from you, which is illegal. We're not going to do that. But you can tell me whether or not you want to go into a draw for $10,000, a draw in which only two people are in. So you could have a 33% shot at $10,000. We will give away your PS5, or you can keep the PS5 and say, screw it, I don't need $10,000. I'm rich anyway.
Oh, wow. You know what? I'll give it back.
Wow! No.
Shane!
Okay.
Shane, so just to confirm, you're giving up the PS5 and you're going into the $10,000 draw.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Wow!
Shane is gruff and brave.
Love it, Shane. Man, I love it. Okay, so here's what we're going to do now. I bet you're wondering how to win a PS5 with 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Oh, my God.
I'll tell you after the commercial break.
Ah!
I'm loving the text messages we are getting right now. Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Please, dear God, no, please give it to me. I'm right here. Please give it to me. You want the PS5? We are going to make you earn it.
Yeah.
I know normally we do caller 9. I know we did that with the 99 candy canes this morning. But there's a bit of a difference between 99 candy canes and a PS5. After the commercials here, we're going to come back. We're going to play a song. And then after that song is done, and I'll even look up what song we're playing so you know exactly what to listen for.
This is humongous.
Okay?
This is massive.
Huge.
You're going to hear Jason Derulo. Okay? And then we're going to come off Jason Derulo. And then we're going to tell you how to win. Okay? And it's going to be a way to win that's A, fun, and B, everybody can participate
yes.
in.
Yes.
You got it?
Oh, my God. Look at these texts, man.
Let's do it.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Oh. You've been hanging around waiting for that PS5? Well, you waited long enough. Now we're going to tell you how you can win. We threw around a few ideas. Honestly, we kind of just did this off the cuff. My thinking was, I really want everybody to be engaged in this.
Yes.
I want this to be a community project, a group thing that we all get behind.
Yeah, okay.
Everybody must benefit, including the winner of the PS5.
Okay, nice.
So here's what we're going to do. Okay? You're going to call us at 416-872-9999. Good. But you're going to be pitted against two other people.
God.
Okay? Yeah. You get through, you're going to be pitted against two other people.
Okay.
And you are going to have to sing in front of the entire city.
Okay.
And are we picking an easy holiday song? No. We're going to pick the song for you to sing, and everybody's going to have to sing it, that requires the falsetto voice that you used in grade one choir. This is Silent Night.
Okay.
Jax, can you give us a little bit of
yeah,
a...
Okay.
You ready?
Okay.
Here we go.
Yeah. Night. Holy night. All is calm. Slow it down. Almost. All is bright.
There you go. So you get the whole point. Now, here's why you want to do a good job at this, okay? This is why you want to do a good job. The reason you want to do a good job, or the best job you possibly can, is because everybody listening who did not get through, this is like Survivor.
Yeah.
They're voting on whether or not you deserve the PS5. Oh.
This is going to get messy, Adam.
So you are going to call in.
Yep.
You're going to sing. And then it's going to be up to the city of Toronto who wins this. Okay? Oh, we're seeing the text. By the way, a bunch of people calling your singing creepy. It's pretty bad.
I'm trying to help. It's the only note I know.
The only note I know is not a note. So 416-872-9999, 999-999 to text. We can't wait to hear from you. But the text is for the voting. The calling is what you need to be doing right now. You want to win this PS5. That's what we're going to do. Okay?
Get your falsettos ready, baby.
Let's go, baby.
Woo!
It's a PS5 on the line. You cannot buy these, but you can win them with Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So everybody's up. Myself, Jax, producer Liam, we're giving away this PS5. And the way we're going to do it is we have three contestants on the line. And they are each going to sing Silent Night.
Oh, God.
Okay?
Okay.
And then it's going to be up to you to vote for who did the best job. Mm-hmm. And even if by the best job you mean the worst job, whoever your favorite candidate is, gets the PS5 according to your votes.
Yeah, okay? Whoever you root for.
100%. Yeah. Because we wanted to, you know, it's crazy that this all came out of the Christmas cracker.
I know, hey.
7 and 9 every morning, and everybody wants a PS5.
Yeah.
Everybody wants a PS5, and as a guy who has one, it's worth it.
Oh.
Just throwing it out there.
All right.
I believe you.
So let's meet our first contestant, Robert, a worker at Salvation Army. Good morning, Robert.
Morning. How are you, Bobby?
All right. So, Robert, you work at Salvation Army. What are you guys doing today? And can we put a push on? What do we need to drop off at the Salvation Army?
Anything helps for the holidays.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything helps. Food, toys, all that stuff.
Yep.
Okay. Robert, are your vocal cords ready?
I think so.
Okay. You are auditioning in front of the entire city. No pressure. Silent Night will kick in 3, 2, 1.
It's night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright,
All right.
Slow down, Robert. It's so high. Right. He's still going.
Hey, Robert.
Bobby.
Hey. Okay, so I'm going to put Robert on.
Put him on hold. Right.
He won't quit.
He can't hear us singing.
You can't stop the Robert train. Okay, so that was contestant one, Robert's. Contestant two, that would be Jessica. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
Jessica works for the city of Toronto, but don't complain to her, damn it.
Please don't.
Okay. Jessica, you've heard Robert sing. How do you feel about your audition here?
I think he's competition.
Okay.
Oh, whoa. Oh,
all right.
Honest.
So,
honest.
Jessica, I'm going to kick Silent Night in 3, 2, 1. Okay. Wow. A little bit of feedback.
All is calm. All is right.
Okay.
Round your
By the way, I picked this song because there's a virgin in it. All right. I think we're good there, Jessica.
All right.
How do you feel about your audition tape?
I am not a singer.
All right, Jessica, we will come back to you, putting you on hold.
She wants we're
to get to our...
Yes, she sure does.
She sure does. Justin, who is a construction worker. Good morning, Justin.
Hey, how are you?
Good, man. All right, Justin, you got to tell us something here. Where are you working today? Because it's going to be a cold, cold day outside.
Yeah, I'm doing downtown work inside.
Okay, you're working inside. Thank goodness. Okay, so
good,
Justin,
good.
Are you a good singer?
No.
Okay, this is going to be... I love Justin's honesty. This is great. Justin, this is for a PS5. So rip it up in 3, 2, 1. Go ahead.
Holy night.
I'm gonna let him keep going. All right. So we're gonna put Justin back on hold. Okay. We've got Robert, works for the Salvation Army.
Yeah.
Really hit the high notes there.
Really went for it. Yeah.
We got Jessica, City of Toronto worker.
Okay. Yeah.
Jessica really went for it, but I feel like she admits the fact that she's not a singer, but I love the passion.
I found it to be hypnotic. It was very lullaby-ish.
100%. Yeah, you had to pull your... Pull me in. Justin, thankfully working inside in construction today because it is a cold, wet day.
It sure is.
Now, I have to say, didn't even know the words, still went for it.
Right from his steel-toe boots.
100%.
Yeah.
Remember the sole of steel-toe boots. So the question we have now, and we've got a song that is 2 minutes and 49 seconds long.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm.
Okay? I need your votes. Is it contestant 1, Robert, contestant 2, Jessica, or contestant 3, Justin, who will win? Because that, your vote... decides who gets this.
Who is it going to be? PS5.
You got 3 minutes. Doja Cat, it's Virgin Radio, PS5.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Okay, we're finally giving away this PS5. Is it Robert? Is it Jessica or is it Justin? They all sang Silent Night.
Yes.
And we chose Silent Night because it's extremely difficult to sing properly.
Mm-hmm.
They all went for it, honestly. So Robert works for the Salvation Army, Jessica City of Toronto, Justin's working inside in construction today. All work in heart.
Yep,
that's right.
Like, it's hard to say who deserves it the most until you hear the skill. And the skill was painful. It was bad. None of them are great
Nobody
singers.
Was good.
Admittedly.
Yeah.
Now, it was up to you at 999-999 to vote who wins this thing. Mm-hmm. So, shall we find out, Jax?
A lot of texts came in. Hundreds of texts came in.
Hundreds of texts, literally.
With 74% of the votes. Robert is our winner!
Whoa! Robert! Whoa!
Robert! Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You know what? Overwhelmingly, what people said was Robert just blew his vocal cords out going for it. So Robert, I think they respected the hustle and the passion.
Thank you.
Okay. He's humbled. You know, he's a
humble
winner.
He doesn't know what to say.
Yeah, he has no idea.
Hey, Robert, we also know that you work for the Salvation Army. So one more time, if people want to make some donations before Christmas, what should they do? What are you guys looking for?
We're looking for any food donations, toys for kids, anything you guys can help with. Really goes a long way.
Incredible. And this time of year, it really matters. And especially now, people are leaning on food banks more than ever. So, Robert, congratulations for your singing. Thank you for what you're doing with the Salvation Army. Jessica and Robert are runners-up. You were amazing. And if you voted and you hung on because I know there was a ton of people texting in going, God, please, can't it be me? And if it can't be me, I'm going to vote. Thank you for listening this long. We appreciate it.
Also, I don't know, but this Christmas cracker seems to have a lot of good things. So keep hanging on because we have a lot more surprises up our sleeve.
The next play is 7 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Nick Cannon shared heartbreaking news with his audience on the Nick Cannon Show yesterday that his infant son, Zen, has passed away after a battle with a brain tumor. He shared the news himself in a very honest and raw statement with the show, saying, "Over the weekend, I lost my youngest son to brain cancer." He then dedicated the episode to his son. It was beautiful. We have the video up at 99.9virginradio.ca, so we're thinking of him and sending our prayers to Nick Cannon. It's looking like it's going to be a white Christmas after all. So this is very far in the future, but meteorologists are saying that we could get snow on the Tuesday before Christmas, which if we do get the snow, that is 60% chance of happening. We will have it by 3 days later, which is Christmas. So maybe we'll have a white Christmas. And Instagram is now introducing a take a break feature. So a day before the head of the company is scheduled to tell U.S. lawmakers that they're doing what they can to keep safe kids safe online, Instagram is launching a new feature that urges teenagers in Canada and other countries to take breaks. It's a program that encourages kids who have signed up to log off after they've been on the platform for a certain amount of time, which is going to be helpful, and hopefully people actually sign up for it. And that's what's trending. I'm Jax.
Thank you, Jax. Shannon Burns is up next, and I just want to remind you, the next Christmas cracker you can get in for 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, but you can get in now, actually. Just text WIN and your name to 999-999.
Yes.
Have a great day. Careful on those roads.
Love you.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.